Agnew.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, what a busy Saturday. Pretty, pretty busy Saturday. We say goodbye to Ariel Sharon, former Prime Minister of Israel. Of course, it was only minutes after he died when liberal media decided to debate whether he was a quote-unquote butcher, as one outlet had referred, versus a hero. And all I could say is, I mean, let the man die and rest in peace. Okay, Ariel Sharon, definitely a hero. I just can't even imagine. I'm really pissed off today. I'm sorry. I'm really ticked off. Seeing something like that, right? The man passed away. I mean, even Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela dies, and you already see people in the media start to criticize. I don't get that. Okay, I can understand Hitler. I can understand people dancing on Hitler's grave, all right? But just to see what humans do, I'm pretty disappointed. And I'm really disappointed at the media outlets today on their story of Ariel Sharon. A-Rod has been suspended, from what I understand, for the whole 2014 season of baseball. I mean, as opposed to partial season, but the 2014 baseball season. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Facebook turning our kids into gamblers. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we parents are always being asked by people who don't live in Nevada, what's it like to raise kids? Well, you know, are your kids going to be gamblers because they live in Las Vegas? Well, no. Actually, in fact, kids that grow up in Vegas avoid gambling than non-Vegas residents or Nevada residents or Reno residents, because we kind of, you know, we're kind of immune to it. You know, you play, you know, you win a little, you lose a little, you get it out of your system. Yet now with social media, you have a lot of people that have never been exposed to gambling to the daily degree that they can exposed to it. And they're saying kids, right, could be turned into gamblers. We'll talk about that. Are they really just kind of blowing a lot of smoke? More news on the Target breach, security breach, as they believe that 70 million of us who shopped at Target, I was one of them, and I still will. I'm not afraid of shopping at Target. I'm still a fan of Target, and I'll tell you why. 70 million of us could have possibly had our personal details stolen. And the reason why I'm still going to shop at Target is because Neiman Marcus apparently was one of the companies attacked, and I can't afford to go to Neiman Marcus. So I have to still go to Target, okay? I went to Neiman Marcus once, and I got to tell you, Neiman Marcus, it's a beautiful store, extremely beautiful store. And the reason why I went to Neiman Marcus is because I had a gift certificate, okay? All right? And the gift certificate was for $250. So I'm like, oh my gosh, for $250, I could probably buy my whole fall wardrobe. I could buy maybe three pairs of pants, a couple skirts, a couple tops, a scarf, mix and match. I have my whole wardrobe. Well, I walk by, and one blouse was $280 on one of the racks. So I decided to just kind of go to the makeup counter, and I bought a couple makeup brushes. And I really thanked the person for giving me that gift card. That was nice. But unfortunately, I just can't afford to shop at Neiman Marcus. I understand that if my TV career develops, I am going to probably have to hire somebody that knows how to dress me and actually spend a little bit more money than I do on my clothes. But right now, I am very, very happy with the Target, the JCPenney, the Mervyn's, clothes I like to wear. Very, very proud of that. Right? And I like to wear my husband's t-shirts too. Why not? Oh yeah, and I wear my Pawn Stars shirts. Every time I do some filming on Pawn Stars, I grab a t-shirt over there. I like my Pawn Stars clothes. Those are pretty good. So, we'll talk about that. Yoga can ease the pain of arthritis. If we have time, maybe we'll try a couple yoga moves. We have doctors pulling out an inch long cockroach from a man's ear, and they probably did not get paid by Obamacare for that one. Then we have a woman who is suing her divorce attorneys because they did not tell her that a divorce would terminate her marriage. I guess they didn't explain what a divorce really was. I'll tell you guys about the story. It's a little crazy. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I tell you, you know, I had a rough morning. Really quickly, guys. I see a couple patients before I go on air. Now that it's flu season and people are sick, I'll see a couple people before I go on air. And there was a woman that was in my office just now. And she was pretty upset that her insurance is not covering one of the brand name medicines that she's been on. And she has a lot of issues with her new insurance and some of the changes. Did she decide to call Obama? No. Did she decide to call her congressman? No. Did she decide to call her insurance company? No. She actually just went ape crazy on me. So we're talking about this happened about maybe 45 minutes ago. And she started screaming at the top of her lungs. Because I explained to her that the diabetes was not in good control. If we can't get the insurance company to cover certain medications, I'm going to probably want a specialist to look at. Maybe we need to consider, you know, insulin. Let's get a dietitian. Let's, you know, look at the diet. And she was fine with that until I said, look, when you're due for your, all I did was start handing her a lab form, right? Because diabetics do their blood work. And she just started to go like crazy. Okay, you guys in the past would have used the term postal. I don't do that because I think our postal workers are pretty psychologically sane. I'm not sure what the word we should use. But she almost looked like she was going to go Adam Lanza. So, of course, I kicked her out of the office because I'm worried about, you know, the office and the safety of the office and the staff and the patients. But this was just one example of what I've been seeing since January 1st, and actually over the last couple months. People are losing their health insurance. People are not getting the medicines they want covered, yet they're taking it out on me. They're taking it out on their medical providers. All right? Now, don't mess with us because we carry, but don't mess with your doctor, please, because I kicked that woman out, and I am not going to allow her to come back in. Don't lose your doctor over Obamacare. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really appreciate it. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is a bunch of initials here. Dr. R.J.M. writes, "Doctor, listening to you on Covina this morning. Friday, all my patients canceled since my front office staff explained we needed to collect towards their deductible before seeing. How are physicians, and you're in my situation, supposed to keep their offices afloat?" I'll probably write you back personally because I don't like to, you know, cry myself a river, you know, on air about the doctor situation, because I know, I mean, I think a lot of people have it even more difficult than, you know, us doctors do. But I so I usually only kind of, you know, save us our doctor pity party for ourselves. And by the way, it does suck. Okay, doctors are losing their business. It sucks really, really bad. But I know you guys have a lot more issues to deal with than we do. So I don't want to, you know, burden you guys with mine and other doctors' worries. But I'm gonna write you back, Dr. R, because I want to talk to you more about this. But we're having patients extremely upset. I mean, I don't know what this patient would have done. I feel very comfortable and could have protected myself today. But for her to be that angry, I actually feel bad for her. Yes, she's kicked out of my office. Yes, she's not coming back. I need to protect my staff. I need to protect my other patients. And I have to protect myself. But I'm mad at her because she directed her anger at the wrong person. But she has every right to be pissed. She really does. This sucks. She's been managing her diabetes, and her insurance decides at the last minute, right, because of Obamacare, to start not covering things. I understand she's mad. But the problem is you can't take it out on the wrong people. You know, we doctors, just if I could have my own little pity party here, we doctors get the brunt of a lot of crap. Okay, patients are just so ticked off because they have deductibles and they have co-pays, etc., because they're paying their insurance company money and the insurance company is a pain. Do they go to the insurance company and complain? No. They complain to the doctor. Then they get mad at the doctor. If their skin cancer biopsy comes back positive, the doctor's the one that did the biopsy. Do we get a thank you? No. They're mad at us that they, you know, you kill the messenger, so to speak. Okay, then with this whole Obamacare thing, people are mad. And I am tired of seeing people angry. I mean, I'm not hiring a waitress next week, or a nurse next week. I'm going to hire a cocktail waitress because I am tired of my patients being mad. Don't be mad at me. There's only so much I could do. Yes, this sucks. This sucks bad. My husband and I and our family are getting kicked off our insurance. What? And we have to buy a $900 a month health insurance? We're going to be uninsured. We doctors are in the same boat as you. And then the media makes it look like, oh, we doctors are making, you know, crap loads of money. No, we're not. We doctors are going out of business. Okay, this isn't funny. But before you guys do to your doctor what this dumb witch did to me today, you better think twice because you will need us. The fact that some of us are even keeping our gosh darn doors open in the midst of this crappy healthcare system, you don't have to kiss our butts, but you better not go ape crazy on us. And another doctor that's going to get her, you know, they're going to ask for medical records. They're going to ask for medical records. But if they see her last note of her going completely AWOL, I'm not going to hide that. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, patient and I had a nice visit. She didn't even let me finish the visit because she was getting aggressive. Now, of course, we will make sure she gets her medicines. We still take care of them for the next few weeks for emergency, which is kind of interesting because you're supposed to be allowed to protect yourself, but you don't want to leave the patient in the lurch. You still want to make sure that doctors are the only doctors that would do that. Any other business, when we kick you out, you're out. But in medicine, we still want to make sure you get your medicines. We still want to make sure you get a new doctor. I don't understand this. I mean, you know, we understand we're not getting paid. We're doing this for free, and we still do the work for free. That's just us doctors. It's because we took the Hippocratic Oath. We're nice people. But listen, for those of you getting pissed off about your insurance and Obamacare and the money you're going to spend and losing your insurance, you better think twice before you take it out on your doctor because we're not going to put up with it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. A doctor pulled a long cockroach out of a man's ear while it burrowed in while he slept. The man was in Australia, Darwin, Australia. Okay? So looks like, man, these cockroaches probably with the whole Darwinian theory of natural selection, maybe just being in a city called Darwin, they have an extra step up in Darwinian evolutionary theory. But this cockroach, I guess he tried to suck out with a vacuum. He couldn't do it. He was in, I guess, extreme pain. Went to the ER. Doctor was able to take it out. Now, some of you are like, why do we care about a cockroach being in the ear, especially in Australia? They get to live in Australia. Well, you need to stop for a second here, okay? I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. I was born in L.A., grew up in Phoenix, and then I moved to Nevada, and I finished my school in Nevada, and then back to California, and then back to Nevada, and then I got married. I dated somebody from Tijuana, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, in Arizona, we were taught that cockroaches will climb into your ear when you sleep. So don't overly clean out your earwax. Now, maybe it's because, there was a Q-tip shortage at the time. I don't know. But this is something that we just knew about growing up in Phoenix, that bugs and spiders and cockroaches will go into your ear. Right? Okay? If I'm, 98.6, if that's my core temperature, and it's 115 degrees outside, my ear is going to be cool. My ear is going to be like Alaska to a cockroach. Now, I do use Q-tips. I don't follow my advice. I love using Q-tips and keeping my ears clean. After I get out of the shower, if I feel water, I run for the Q-tips. As your radio doctor, you do not stick anything in your ears. Wax is protective. And so I'm not saying this guy probably used too many Q-tips, but keep in mind, your wax is protective. And the other medical issue I'm starting to see are too many of you are using those little earbuds, those little, it's not a Walkman anymore. I got to fast forward 30 years. Is it iPods? You use your little headphones, but they're not called headphones because they're not on the head. They're like earbuds or whatever the hell you call them that go into the ear. Stop that. No more things into your ears, okay? You need to do like either Beats or the whole Walkman type headphone thing where it's over your ears. I am tired of seeing people start getting this weird eczema or infection. I almost had to drain somebody's ear canal because it got infected. What the hell is going on? What are you guys doing to your ears? Just because it says you could stick it in your ear doesn't mean you do it. If somebody told you to stick something in your butt, would you do that? All right, and I know they're marketed. I know Apple is a good company. I know that I buy Apple products, but I don't stick any of Apple products into my orifices. Your ear is an orifice, people, and the wax is protective. So what I think is happening is you're either cleaning out your ears too much, or those little earbuds are pushing the wax away or wearing down the wax. So now your ear canal that's not supposed to be touching plastic or metal or whatever the hell are on these ear foam thingies. Right, earbud. I still don't know what the hell they're called. Are they earbuds? What are they called? You don't know either? You're no help. Sorry, I was talking to my son. What the hell are you in here for if you're not going to help me? Gosh. Anyway, whatever the hell they're called. I think your skin is reacting to them. Your ear canal is not used to things touching it. So it builds wax. Wax cleans the canal because all orifices need a cleaning mechanism, right? We talked about the nose, nasal drainage. Your mouth has saliva. Your urethra has urine. Your vagina has vaginal whatever, anus. Okay, every orifice has secretions. I don't care if you're eating. So the ear has wax. That's what cleans out that orifice, but it also protects the skin. So let me move on. And again, because there's always cockroaches, and cockroaches are going to need to find a place to hide. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I'm just so sick of stupidity. This is interesting. A British woman is suing her former lawyers for professional negligence, claiming they failed to properly explain to her that getting a divorce would actually end her marriage. Then what the hell did she get a divorce for? Jane Mulcahy claimed that alongside a number of other allegations, in Europe they call them solicitors, her solicitors failed to advise her that finalizing divorce proceedings would officially end her marriage. I guess she's Roman Catholic, and she said the lawyers should have clearly explained that the divorce would terminate her marriage. She claimed lawyers failed to take into account her faith and should have recommended judicial separation. So I guess lawyers need to know religion, and I guess, here's the thing, lawyers sue, so I'm sure there's going to be some lawyer that's going to sue another lawyer, because that's just what lawyers know how to do. I cut, lawyers sue. All right, but guys, just walk around with a dictionary. Maybe just look it up. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
As I walk along, I wonder
what went wrong. Okay, you know what's wrong? I'm playing Angry Birds, and I guess there's this option to have this stupid owl up in the corner. And I really don't get it because there's these games. See, I'm stuck on the regular, not Angry Birds, Candy Crush. I'm on Candy Crush, and I guess I got to a certain level, and I have to unlock, and nobody's helping me unlock. So I guess they gave me another option where I could play with this stupid owl thing up there. I don't have anything against owls. It's just this stupid owl
it seems to die in the middle of the game. And I'm trying to just do my stupid Candy Crush game, and this owl, like, falls off, and I don't know how to keep the owl. So for those of you that, just can you guys email me at drdahlia.com and tell me what the hell I'm supposed to do with the owl? Can I just kill the owl and just play my Candy Crush game? Because I'm, like, almost ready to win. I got that little chocolate thing with the candies, and I use that, and I zap everything. Or you know what I do? I love when you deputize, right? If you hit that with one of those striped candies, and then it deputizes a whole bunch, and everything's all deputized, and just, you know, killing all the candy and doing whatever the hell it's supposed to do, I still lose. Why? Because there's this damn owl. I don't understand. Tell me how to kill the owl so I can finish playing the Candy Crush. Now, this is an interesting study that came out. They say Facebook is turning our children into gamblers because these games on social media are teaching them the thrill of gambling and betting. Now, I got to be honest, I'm done with Angry Birds. That was Candy Crush was my favorite game until I found My Vegas Slots. For those of you that don't live in Las Vegas, but you're going to travel to Las Vegas, there's a game you could play online. And for those of us that live in Las Vegas, where you get comps. So while you're sitting there playing the game, because Candy Crush, all you get is ticked off and your blood pressure rises. But on My Slots or My Vegas, whatever, on your Facebook or on your iPhone or Android, I guess when you play, you rack up these gold points. And these gold coins, you could get like 2-for-1 buffet, 2-for-1 tickets to Ka. You could actually get tickets to Ka with more points, rooms at the hotel. So I kind of really dig that. And a lot of times I have the kids play my game for me. You know, so what I do is I click it, I work, right? If my kids are just kind of sitting there, you know, doing homework or scratching themselves, I tell them to kind of click the button so it keeps playing so I can rack up gold coins. I'm already up to 60,000 gold coins, so I could probably get a room with that one. So that's pretty good. I know, get a room. All right, but I didn't realize that people who don't live in Las Vegas could possibly get addicted to gambling, really, because of this? Now, I did find it interesting when I had blackjack on my phone. Remember, I need toilet games. I taught you guys about how I really can't read the New England Journal of Medicine or the Journal of the American Medical Association and be able to poop in the morning. So I have the Inquirer or People magazine. But the problem is you got to spend money on those prescriptions. So for those of us that need something to, you know, to help us poop in the morning, we've downloaded games onto our phone. And I think I asked you guys, I should ask you again, what is your favorite poop game? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What game do you have on your phone that you swear helps you poop? Now, Candy Crush, I would not suggest to do that because I get so gosh darn mad at that stupid owl that I clench up. So I wouldn't really suggest Candy Crush. That's not a good one. Angry Birds, also not a good game. All right? I really probably wouldn't suggest the My Vegas for the pooping because you aren't thinking. It's got to be something where you think because it helps you poop. So it's a good topic, obviously, trying to figure out what game is good for that. But so I used to have, like, Solitaire. Solitaire is a great one. I think my colon was at its cleanest when I used to play Solitaire or Free Cell. I haven't been doing that yet because of all these other games. So that's an idea for you guys. That's an idea. Yes, you could eat more fiber, but let's be practical here. Who wants to eat more fiber? But anyway, one of my sons would go on the blackjack and he would like be betting $500 a hand. And I would call him an idiot, you know, tell him that's not what you do, okay? You know, and why are you splitting, you know, two tens, okay? You know, you split aces, you know, maybe you'll split two eights, right? If you get an eight in blackjack and dealer has, let's say, a seven showing, you split the eights, right? Because eight and eight are 16. Whenever you have 16, you're going to lose a blackjack usually, right? Because you're barely going to get a small card or you'll bust. So then what you do is you split the eights, hopefully you get two tens, you got 18. If the dealer has 17, you win two hands. See, that's how you do it. All right. But, and for those of you new to Vegas, if you need any gambling tips, you can email me at drdahlia.com. I don't like to gamble. I don't gamble anymore because I don't have the money to gamble. I got to pay rent. But my son, very liberal with the coins. Now, I'm thinking that this isn't going to incite any sort of gambling problem, because one, it's my toilet phone, okay? You know, and once he realizes that, he's going to be probably, I wash the phone, but still, just knowing it's used and played while somebody's going to the bathroom, that's got to turn him off. And number two is, he learns how quickly that $500 is getting eaten up. But according to this article here, all right, being reported by Mail Online, they say teenagers are being introduced to the excitement and rewards of gambling even when they do not involve playing for money. Games such as Candy Crush Saga, which can be played on Facebook, have a Mauritius quality. I don't know what that means. Meanwhile, they say social media sites offer chances to play online poker with virtual money. Oh, yeah. And then they make you buy the money, right? Like World of Warcraft, you have to buy money. I wouldn't really do that. I mean, if you're going to buy money, just keep your money. Don't buy fake money. Anyway, Professor Griffiths, I guess director of the International Gaming Research Unit at Nottingham Trent University, thinks that this, I guess there's risk to this. He says he wants to see gambling and gaming covered on the, this is actually a boring article. I thought I could read this to you and it'd be of interest, but it's not. I guess, so they talk about how Candy Crush gives players the option of paying money to access higher levels. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm cheap. I am not going to spend money on a free game. Okay, my app is free. Why would I make you guys pay for anything? I wouldn't, I only like free stuff. Okay, so I wouldn't make you do that. But remember, in order for them to do that, somebody's got to be putting money into it. So I guess for us to still play Candy Crush, you need somebody throwing money at it. But I have to admit, I am seeing my kids lose concept of the value of money when they want to buy these quote-unquote cheats on World of Warcraft. You know what? One of my kids the other day was talking about American Fire Dragon. No, American Fire Dragon, I don't think that's a game. I think that's something dirty. By the way, if your kids are talking about that at school, you may want to look it up. What's it called? Tell me. You can tell me. Oh, you can't tell me? Okay, I mean, he can't tell me. He says it's dirty. Okay, you know what? If any of your kids are talking about that, I don't think that's a video game. I think that's something dirty, so look that up. Okay, so anyway, I suggest, I'm going to look it up on break. I think I know what it is. Sorry, guys. Yeah, if you have kids in the car, no, that's not a game. But I guess the kids are talking about that a lot at school, which kind of scares me because my kids go to middle school. And if that's what they're talking about, that's a pretty, I think it's called I'll find, on my break, I'll find out what it is, or I'll see if Justin could look it up. And then, because you guys need to know, if your kids are talking about this, that is like really, really dirty. Hold on a second, guys. I hate to do this to you, but this is kind of important. Somebody's trying to call into the show, but they're calling my cell phone. Okay, is it, you know what I'll do? I'll look up Fire Dragon. Do you know what I'm talking about, Justin? What's it called? Oh, good, my husband's here. What's it called, that African Frying Dragon? What was I telling you guys about that's really dirty? No, nobody knows. Okay, I don't understand that. Am I the only one that knows the dirty stuff? What is it? Okay. Oh, Death Fire Dragon? Never mind. Anyway, so our kids are doing some pretty screwy stuff, okay, on their computers. Watch them. That's all I want to say. Okay, when we come back on break, there's a new diet called the hand diet. And this hand diet is kind of interesting. Maybe it'll help us lose weight this new year. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan called in on the break and he said, I'm right. He said it's not a video game. It's actually a sex act and it's called Alaska Fire Dragon. And he says his middle school student has been joking about that as well. I can't repeat what that is supposed to be on air, but it's bad. So apparently that's the big thing now for kids to talk about. And I guess if this is what young people are doing, by the way, if you are the recipient of an Alaskan fire dragon, from what I'm understanding it is, I would dump the said person who is the giver of the Alaskan fire dragon, because I don't really see how you're benefiting from that sex act. Let's move on. Whew. Boy, that's scary. Is that what you young guys are young kids are doing right now for sex? Whatever happened to good old-fashioned missionary position? Just good old-fashioned, just lie there on your back with a magazine. Really? Gosh, things were simpler in the olden days. Okay, the hand diet. Stop the giggles. Hand diet. Okay, apparently I saw this. And apparently some researchers are recommending that you eat by comparing the sizes of the food to your hand. So, for example, if you look at the palm of the hand, should basically be the amount of meat that you eat. I put this on my Facebook for you guys to see. Okay, so for example, 3 ounces would, like a 3-ounce piece of chicken or steak, etc., would equate to the size of your palm. So for those of you with big hands, you can have bigger meat. For those of you with less hands, I don't know. If you're vegetarian, I guess it doesn't matter. I guess the hand diet is more for us meat eaters. I understand if you're vegetarian or vegan, you probably don't need to diet. You guys are doing it right. Bravo. You probably don't have to worry about that. But, okay, ice cream. If you want ice cream, they say a double serving would be around the size of a clenched fist. They say half that size, and that's the amount of ice cream you should have. So you look at your fist, and half the size of your fist should be your ice cream. Pasta. If you're going to eat pasta, you look at your fist, and the size of your fist should be the amount of pasta that you get to eat. I got big hands, so I can eat a lot of pasta. Now they say peanut butter. If you are going to eat peanut butter, they say 2 thumbs worth from your thumb to your knuckle is the amount of peanut butter that you could have. Now, that's kind of small. That barely covers 1 celery stick. But that would be, I guess, the amount of peanut butter. Cheese. Okay, I could eat a whole brick of cheese like nothing. They say for cheese, the amount of cheese you could eat is equivalent to 2 finger sizes. Okay? I would probably venture to say your middle finger and your second finger. I think you could use those fingers. I don't think you have to use ring and index and pinky finger. Okay, well, tell with that. I'm going to use the biggest fingers I have for my cheese. So I would say a portion is equivalent to 2 fingers. And then butter. How you figure out the amount of butter that you could eat in that meal would be from the tip of your, take your index finger, your pointer finger, from the tip of the nail. Now, I have long nails, so I could get some more butter, because I guess I burn calories getting my nails done, to the first, we call it the DIP joint. Your finger is divided into the DIP, the IP, or the PIP, and then the MCP, okay, of your joint. So to the DIP, that's the amount of butter you could have. So that's called the hand diet. So I put that up there on my Facebook for you guys. I mean, to me, it looks pretty cool. I'm not sure if it's something that, somebody else is calling on the fire. No, I don't want to talk about the fire dragon. No more. It's dirty. No, we can't talk about that. Boy, nobody wants to talk about the diet. You know what? I'd rather you guys be talking about something other than this whole traffic gate, right? I mean, oh my gosh. Thursday, I couldn't get the news from anywhere but Fox because everybody wanted to talk about traffic jam gate. That was going, I have never seen so much, I mean, coverage. Benghazi didn't get that much coverage, but it was all about Chris Christie and the bridge and people in the traffic jam. Oh boy, so I don't mind. If you guys want to talk about anything else, I am fine with that. By the way, on the show this week, we talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about how laxatives can be harmful to your kidneys. FDA is putting a warning on laxatives, telling you guys to cut back on that. So we went over how to poop, okay? And foods that are out there that helps you poop. We talked about, boy, what else did we talk about? Was that the whole thing I talked about all week long? No, avocado. We talked about avocado, how avocado can help you keep your appetite down. We talked about some superfoods. And we talked about glaucoma. Sleeping on one side of, this is all from memory. I know my short-term memory is fleeting. Sleeping on one side of your head could worsen the glaucoma in that one eye. So you got to kind of switch it up. So for those of you that ever missed the Dr. Dahlia show, I really want to know why the hell. I mean, come on, people, please. I mean, it's on every day. Really, you missing it? But you could always go to my website at drdahlia.com. You could click on archives, podcasts. Yeah, it's a new website. It looks good. Don't I look good? It's a nice website. Thank you. No, I'm pretty proud of it. It looks good. Anyway, and it links you to the GCN website that also looks good and can hook you up to podcasts, the archive shows, because you guys need to learn something, okay? Since many of you won't be able to see your doctor because of Obamacare, you might as well learn from me. And then the iPhone app and the Android app also connects you to the shows. Usually the iPhone app, Android app, and my on-demand button on my website at drdahlia.com allows you to listen to the last few hours of the shows. So you guys will definitely learn a lot. Now, really quickly, going back to diet size. You know, when we talk about losing weight and the key to losing weight, we always talk about portion control. And a lot of us don't realize that we are overeating because we think if we just go to a restaurant and eat a steak, that that's the proper portion. We just had one steak. Another study that came out this week is people who eat fast food are probably taking in less calories and salt than people that go to restaurants. So for those people ditching the fast food and going to Olive Garden and Red Lobster, in this one study, they studied Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and TGI Fridays, they found that you're actually taking in less calories and less salt if you go and get fast food instead. Now, I'm not telling you all to get fast food, but it was an interesting study. Okay, next, normal portions. They say 1 ounce of meat, if you're trying to figure out, I don't really get this whole ounces of meats. They say an ounce of meat is basically the size of a matchbox. 3 ounces of meat is the size of a deck of cards or a bar of soap. So pretty damn close to the palm of your hand. 8 ounces of meat is the size of a thin paperback book. How many of you guys eat an 8 ounce steak? 16 ounce steak? You're screwed. 3 ounces of fish is the size of a checkbook. Now, many of us don't eat fish, so that really doesn't matter. 1 ounce of cheese, if you're only allowed 1 ounce of cheese with your diet, that's equal to the size of 4 dice, and not the big sucker dice. I think we're talking about the small dice. Let's say you're allowed a medium potato. What's a medium potato? They say it's the size of a computer mouse. This is according to, who gets credit? American Cancer Society. 2 tablespoons of peanut butter is the size of a ping pong ball. A half a cup of pasta the size of a tennis ball. An average bagel. If you're going to eat a bagel, the average bagel, according to the American Cancer Society, is supposed to be the size of a hockey puck. Now, for those of you going, wait a second, she's getting into sports. I think I can then relate to this. Okay. What about like a poker chip? A poker chip equals about a tablespoon. Did you guys know that? For those of us from the 80s that really liked our cassette tapes, they say a piece of bread should be about the size of a cassette tape. Uh-huh. Those cassette tapes, right? I like to buy the Wonder Large, extra large bread, right? And, you know, I'm eating a sandwich, and I think I'm doing good with my diet. A cassette tape, they say, is supposed to be the size of a slice of bread. A light bulb is about a half a cup. 1 cup is about a baseball. So for those of you going, oh, man, I got to cook, and Dr. Dahlia says you could cook with a cup of olive oil or whatever, we're talking about a baseball. That's big. Okay. Lunch meat. If you're going to eat a piece of lunch meat, it should be the size of a compact disc. Oh, man. Okay. Oh, so much I want to talk about. Oh, boy. All right. Anyway, I guess bye. Have a great weekend. Have a safe one, guys. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.